Hi, I'm James Grantham. Welcome to the Super Soul Model Series podcast, where I share insights and interviews on health, well-being, spirituality, relationships, success, self-actualization, and making an incredible life for yourself. In this episode, I share some insights about how you can heal your inner child. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the James Grantham Podcast Super Soul Model Series, where I help people tune and tap into their natural state of well-being. Carl Jung coined this phrase and concept and called it the divine child archetype. So what is your inner child? Your inner child is the part of you that runs the show. It's your subconscious mind that has picked up everything you've learned since you were a kid up until about the age of 8 or 9. When you're in those theta brainwave patterns, that was the time when you were absorbing your environment around you, your living environment, your school environment, being around parents, being around guardians or teachers. You absorbed so much information in those years, which allowed you to develop patterns and ways of thinking and being, and that's what you hold as truth. So when things are being great in your environment, you shine, and your inner child shines and is happy. But when things sort of touch you and you get reactive, and whether it's with anxiety, whether it's with anger, that's when that part of you as an inner child becomes inflamed, and that's the part of you that also needs healing. This happens to everyone on the planet, from your good self to politicians, sports people, everywhere. It's literally everywhere. But the more you begin to become conscious of your inner child, the more you begin to pay attention, then what happens is the more you begin to heal yourself and thrive. And that's what I'm going to share with you in this podcast episode. So according to Dr. Hugh Len, who was interviewed by Dr. Joe Vitale in the book Zero Limits, the inner child, that part of you that is your subconscious mind, as he refers to it, is running the show. It's running all the programs, thoughts, and belief patterns that you've picked up in your formative years. And how it works is that when you pay attention to your inner child, you thrive. And when you don't pay attention to your inner child, and you're not playful, and you're not loving, you're not kind to yourself, what happens is when you don't pay attention to that inner child in you, which says, give me attention, it becomes inflamed, it gets out of hand, and that's when problems occur in your life. So if you are not nourishing yourself physically, emotionally, creatively, or spiritually, in some kind of way, every single day, your inner child's gonna kick up a fit. And it's going to cause problems for you. And that is where most people are without even realizing that's how problems occur in the first place. Now, that might seem a bit far out to you at first, but bear with me because I'm going to make this all sound very clear. If you don't pay attention to the child within, that part of you that wants to feel nourished, that wants to feel loved, that wants to feel affection, that wants to feel acknowledged, that wants to feel safe, that wants to feel trusted, that wants to feel blessed, that wants to feel happy, that wants to feel included. If it's not feeling any of that, if you're not feeling any of that in some way in your life, if you're not feeling good enough, if you're feeling anxiety, if you've got anger issues, that's because the inner child within you has not been healed. And so I'm going to give you some ideas about how you can begin to heal yourself by acknowledging your inner child in this episode. So if you weren't given much affection growing up, if you weren't given much empowerment or encouragement, or if you weren't cared for in some kind of way, or you didn't have a loving environment, if you weren't feeling safe or secure or positively reinforced, or maybe you were given a lot, but you weren't given any time, you weren't given any presence, you weren't given any attention. People would give you things, maybe they gave you loads of material things, but they didn't give you time, they didn't give you presence, then what happens, that part of you as an inner child, as it grows up as an adult, particularly with this case, might feel like, I can have all the material things I need, but the more I get, the more I don't want it, and the more I get upset. So you try and fill your life with material things, but there's an emptiness inside. But conversely, you might have had nothing, and you might not have been given much attention by your family. And so you feel insecure. So you need to You might be angry that you weren't had a secure environment. And so you need to go and conquer other people because of that lack of insecurity that you weren't given in your environment. There's so many dynamics about how the inner child plays out. Like even politicians, if you weren't heard as a kid, if people spoke over you and never listened to what you had to say, often you find people who misuse their power in perhaps politics or wherever there's a voice, if they are speaking really loudly, trying to get their point across in a debate, I'm right, you're all wrong. That's because they weren't heard properly as a kid. So they need to prove their point. They step in much more to their ego to prove their point cleverly, perhaps intelligently. But inevitably, it's unsatisfying because the part of the inner child that wants to feel loved, acknowledged, and included, which comes from love, which comes from the heart area, not just the mind, that feels out of whack, that feels out of balance. So if you don't feel heard, once again in this episode, I'm going to share with you ways in which you can heal that part of you, that inner child that Carl Jung referred to. Now, your inner child reacts to literally everything that's going on in your environment. And if you're going into fear, anxiety, anger, as an adult, what's happening is there's a part of you that's reacting to whatever's going on. And when you feel out of control, it's because the inner child within you feels out of control because it feels unstable and it feels insecure. And that insecurity can come out as more thoughts and beliefs because perhaps in your environment, you had parents that weren't able to manage certain things, or they were doing the best they can with what they knew, but they weren't consciously aware of their thoughts, behaviors, and their belief systems, and you sponge them at that young age. Do you remember what I said, where between up until about the age of 8 and 9, you're conditioned by your family and your environment, and some of it's really, really good, but some of it is your life lesson to learn how to heal that part of yourself. So you take all the good and any of the negative, that challenges that come up, you also try and heal that as an adult, as you become more aware, as you grow in consciousness, as you grow in presence. So your inner child is always reacting to what's going on so you can find your own level of equilibrium. And the inner child is always pointing you, particularly in those really tough moments when you're reacting to life, where you need to heal, where you need to work on. In my case, what I noticed was that the encouragement factor, whilst there was a lot of love, there was a lot of presence, there was a lot of great family attitude. There was a great love in my environment, which was a real blessed start. There was also this part where you're picking up patterns that you're not good enough or you're not enough. And so I've worked on healing that area of myself. So you grow in confidence because the inner child wants to feel confident. It wants to feel empowered. But it's also picking up in the environments of the parents. So if they're not feeling that, then you have to heal that, because otherwise you pass those scars down to your children. So that's why being a parent is such an important job, that you heal your own emotional scars. And the emotional scars are really thoughts and belief patterns that you picked up from your parents, which is why in the Bible say the sins of the father will pass on to the son. Really what they're saying is the vibrational frequency that you're picking up on in your environment, your thoughts and belief patterns that you picked up when you're in a theta brainwave pattern, you're sponging and you're picking up from your family, and then you're passing it on to your kids because they're just in your broadcasting, your thought broadcasting environment. So you're just picking up the same signal. When you realize that everything can be healed, then you feel empowered. That's when miracles and magic happen in your life. And you have the ability to heal yourself when you give your inner child loving attention. So, quick case study for you. So when I was a kid, I used to run from the word responsibility. That's because when I was growing up, I was told that as an adult, you had to become responsible. And so when I heard that phrase in those formative years, you know, I must have been like 8 or something, when I first heard those words, responsible, you've got to be a responsible adult, things change. It means that that word, I used to want to run away from the word responsibility. Now, responsibility is a beautiful thing. It's an empowering thing, and you get everything that you want when you can become responsible for what you have. Yet the young version of me, the bit that had the emotional scars, that inner child in me wanted to run away from responsibility because adulthood, when I watched my parents, caused me pain. I noticed that my father used to drink. I noticed that my father used to smoke and hurt himself and eat the wrong foods. So that caused my inner child a lot of pain. Yet when I grew up and I got in my 20s, I was doing exactly the same thing as my father. And however much I loved my father, I was still doing the same to me, which caused me a lot of pain. But now I ran from responsibility, any type of responsibility I'd run out of, you know, whether it be financial, particularly financial, or looking after myself or anything, I'd run away from it. I'd also want to avoid anything. And that even went from, you know, as soon as you get your first bank account, I wanted to run away from paying credit cards or looking at the bank account statements or just avoid everything, which caused me a lot of pain. And then so I would party to push that away so I wouldn't have to pay attention to being responsible. So I didn't have to be the adult. I could play, play, play. But yet it wasn't really helping my inner child. It wasn't helping me in any way because I was avoiding facing the pain I was experiencing. So physically, I was out of shape. Physically, you know, my body was being hurt by the partying that I was doing. I was eating the wrong foods. I was staying up late. I was doing everything wrong. Emotionally, I was pained with scar. Creatively, there was nothing going on creatively. And spiritually, whilst I'd always gone to church or I believed in something bigger than me, that was my only little bit that made me feel like, you know, there's something else going on here, but I don't know what. But I didn't have any spiritual practice as such. Maybe I'd go to church once in a while, but I was in pain. I was praying, but I didn't know how. I didn't know how to get out of that. And so that's when my journey of healing began with my inner child. So running away from things or not feeling heard. And by the way, on top of that, the feeling of lack of confidence, the feeling of lack of self-esteem was also prevalent because I didn't feel like I was enough, so I better run away from everything. So you just get yourself in this loop of lunacy, this cycle of not feeling good enough, not feeling great enough, not feeling like you can do anything, not feeling like you can make an impact. And so you naturally run away, and that's what a lot of people do without even realizing. It might not be the same type of scenario that I had, but you know, maybe you've had a, like I said, you might have been given a lot, but you might not felt loved. You might not feel heard. You might not been given any affection. Or you might not had an environment where you were given anything. Maybe your home was broken and your family were hardly there. Or maybe, you know, your parents got divorced, which can cause a right pain. So you can feel anger at one of the parents for, you know, taking off and not feeling you felt abandoned. So you can have abandonment issues. So all these types of things, you've got to look into your environment and you've got to look into your experience and go, well, you know, what happened to me as a kid? And have I actually truly healed this? And have I made peace with it? Because when you make peace with your inner child and you acknowledge your inner child, what happens is you'll begin to heal those patterns, those thoughts and belief systems, because you carry them with you until you look at them, you acknowledge them, and you move on. And that's when you begin to heal. So the inner child really needs to feel loved. It needs to feel acknowledged. It needs to be given affection. It needs to be given praise when praise is due. It needs to feel trusted. It needs to feel safe and secure. It needs to feel empowered. It needs to know right from wrong. It needs to feel that sense of security and stability. And a chance for it to grow, a chance for it to thrive, and having good people around can make all the difference. But that's not always going to happen, and that's what life's all about. That's why the Earth School, which we're in, often feels really hard, because you're having to learn through the difficulties. That's why spiritually, you know, living on Earth and incarnating at this time is a very tough, dense experience for people. But it becomes much lighter as you begin to heal, much lighter as you begin to appreciate all the challenges you've had that are helping you grow on a soul level and a heart level to become a better human being. And that's when life gets a lot better for you, because you just understand, because you've got a lot more compassion for yourself and the heartaches and challenges you've been through. And you can also see that with other people. So you can have compassion for other people as well, which is really important, because that compassion comes from the heart. And when you're kind to yourself and gentle to yourself when life's tough, what happens is, again, you're operating in the heart. So really, when you begin to heal the inner child, you're really beginning to enter the heart space. And when you enter the heart space, which is your biggest organ, it's like one of your three brains. You've got your gut, your heart, and your actual brain itself is one of your three brains. When you begin to heal this area, you become wholehearted and happy-hearted. And an inner child that's acknowledged and feels happy has a happy heart. And that's what's going to keep you well. That's what's going to keep you thriving. So here are some of my ways to help you heal your inner child. So first way that I began to heal my inner child was taking care of my body. So I noticed that my father was drinking and smoking. And so I decided that it was time for me to start changing my diet. It started physically, just by wanting to get a six pack. But a lot more happened as a result of that. So I started obviously having a lot more fresh fruits and legumes and eating whole foods and exercising a lot more. I cleaned up my diet, I cleaned up my act, and I stopped drinking. So there's nothing wrong with drinking, but for me, I noticed, because my inner child was at pain watching my dad drink, I became sober, and I've been sober for nearly 20 years now. So I started becoming sober fully in the year 2000, beginning of 2004. So that's a long time, particularly when you're in your 20s. But that's how much pain my inner child had gone through. So I said, I'm going to change that. And if I change that, I know I'm going to feel better. Because I'd watched a friend of mine, one of my best friends, commit suicide. I didn't watch him, but it happened. And another close friend of mine had a really horrific accident. And I know that could have been me, potentially. And so taking care of yourself and finding a way to change your ways to enjoy a better quality of life will change how you become as a human being, and will affect everybody that you come into contact with. So taking care of your body with food and exercise is so important. So eat the right stuff, get enough exercise, get enough fresh air, move your body, and drink lots and lots of clean filtered water, whatever you can. Now the next thing, another way to heal, these are just some ideas, right, is to say hello to yourself in the mirror. Hello, James, I love you. Now that simple little exercise, hearing your name, is so important. So when you hear your name, you automatically feel acknowledged. So you need to acknowledge yourself. And a lot of people find it very difficult to look into the mirror, look at themselves with eyes of appreciation. But try and do it and say to yourself that you love you. You love yourself. And Louise Hay writes that in that book, You Can Heal Yourself. And it's such a powerful thing. And Monica Schultz said this when she was interviewed on the documentary Heal Yourself. She had something like fibromyalgia, and she says, hello, Monica, I love and accept myself every single day. And she healed herself just by saying that to herself over and over again. Every day she was looking in the mirror. So say to yourself, hello, and whatever your name is, I love you, I appreciate you, I acknowledge you, and I accept you. These simple little statements regularly allows you to tap into your inner child so that you can feel loved, and you're looking at yourself right in your own eyes. Very powerful experience. Now, the next thing you can do to begin to heal yourself is to use affirmations. Now, there are other types of, I like affirmations in the form of a question, which is, why am I good enough? Why am I enough? Why am I always enough? Now, if you've got this as a little broadcast, thought broadcast every single day. Why am I always good enough? Why am I enough? Why do I always have enough? Why do I always have enough time? You might have heard your parents say, oh, we don't have enough time to do this, or we don't have enough money to do that, or we don't have enough that, or you can't do that, or you're not tall enough yet, or you can't do that yet. That word, not enough, activates that inner child feeling upset, feeling frustrated. And what happens is it creates a pain body around you, as Eckhart Tolle likes to say. It's basically like an energetic frequency where you feel out of equilibrium. And so whenever something comes up, or an experience comes up, it activates that pain body and makes you freak out for a moment. So it's really important that you say to yourself, why am I good enough? Why am I enough? Why do I have enough? Why is there always enough? And when you're talking to young people, especially, always tell them that they're good enough, they're wonderful, and they're little geniuses, because they are. Genius means that it's just someone who's focused on one thing for long periods of time. Now, we're all creative geniuses, yet at some point in your life, particularly when you're a kid, that was kind of knocked out of you. But you will need to bring that back. And when you bring that back, that's when you begin to heal yourself. So that statement, why am I always good enough? Why am I enough? Why is there always enough? Even if that may not be your experience, what happens is, as I've mentioned on previous podcast episodes and interviewing Noah St. John, is the mind just filters out everything and just shows you what you do have when you say, I'm enough, or there is enough, or we have enough time. It's amazing how many times I've left late for something and said, I've got enough time, and arrived on time. Now, I don't recommend that. I always recommend giving yourself plenty of time. But if you have enough, you will always have enough, because that's the way the mind works. Number four, another way you can heal the inner child is to play every day, as you were when you were a kid. What do you used to do as a kid? Paint, draw, sew, jump on the trampoline, ride your bike, go for a walk, pick some flowers, I don't know, whatever it is you used to love, play football. It's amazing that when you were a kid, you can play, always find wonderful things to play that you enjoy doing. Now, this is tapping into that creative side of yourself. And when you're doing that at some point every day, you're exercising and giving love and attention to your inner child. Like even this morning, I'm just at my sister's house at the moment, and they've got a trampoline outside. And so I jumped on the trampoline for 5 minutes, again, acknowledging my inner child. And I was just like, my inner child wants to feel playful. And you don't need to do it all day long, but it's so fun to do. And it makes you feel light. And your inner child wants to feel light, doesn't want to feel heavy. Because when you're an adult, life can feel heavy enough. And so when you're paying attention to your inner child, you bring a more lighthearted spirit to literally everything, and you feel better. And that's when good stuff happens, and that's when the healing begins. Healing is step by step. It's not all in one day. It has to be little by little. You keep diluting and bringing more beautiful things into your experience every day. So number five, as an adult, as I mentioned before, being responsible can seem quite overwhelming if you're moving into adulthood, and maybe you're a young person listening to this and you're thinking, God, I've got so many new responsibilities, things to pay for that I didn't know. I've got, you know, and I don't know where the money's going to come from. Or, you know, what's really important is that your inner child wants you to feel happy, and it wants you to feel safe, and it wants you to feel secure. So always making sure you've got in the back of your mind those affirmations. Why have I always got enough? Why am I safe? Why am I sound? Why is everything going to be all right? Now say those things whilst taking action. Move towards something that a low-hanging fruit, maybe to get a job or to bring some more money in. Because your happiness is so important when you fill yourself up with your own enoughness. Because maybe you've heard from other people, or you've absorbed it from your parents, that you weren't enough. But I'm telling you right now, you are way more than enough. And so you need to remind yourself of that, and give yourself your own pep talk. Because if you're telling yourself that over and over again, that you're enough, you're good enough, and you have enough, then you're going to demonstrate that to yourself, because your mind follows the thoughts and programs and beliefs that you put in. Now, the best time to really do that is first thing in the morning and late at night. But I often have thoughts all day long of, why am I good enough? Or even sometimes, you know, why am I so blessed? Why are things working out? Why is everything working out? And I do this until I feel like I've got this nice, good feeling inside my body. And often, sometimes I'll write it down on my phone, or write down in a pad, or even say it to myself. At least it's always going on in my mind like a radio program. That's the program I want to play. Program, I want to feel good. I'm good enough. There is always enough. I'm surrounded with abundance and love. Right, another thing to help you on your journey of healing your inner child would be to do things that make you feel special. How often do you buy yourself a little cake and put a candle on it? How often do you write yourself a letter note saying, I think you're doing great? How often do you give yourself a little pep talk or give yourself a little treat? Maybe it's a nice new magazine, or maybe it's taking yourself to the movies by yourself to watch a film you really want to enjoy that's uplifting. How often do you just lie on the grass and give yourself an extra 5 minutes of pause whilst you're flat out for the whole day? A lot of people find it very difficult to give themselves time and make them feel special, because they're always either doing something for somebody else or they're working for somebody else. But how often are you doing it for yourself? Because as soon as you fill yourself up, now you've got energy to be able to give out into the world. And as soon as you give yourself energy, as soon as you make yourself feel special, what happens is your inner child has got lots of energy, and now you can give freely of yourself. Now you can give to your work thoroughly. Now you can give to your kids with more. Of course, you want to give to everybody you can, but you need to give to yourself as well, because otherwise your inner child will freak out and maybe cause some imbalance in your body, definitely mentally first, then in your body, and then you feel as though you're going on a spiral downwards. So if you're not giving yourself love, care and attention and a little pause every single day, your inner child's going to freak out. It did with me and it will with you. And I noticed even last year that I was doing way too much. I was caring for my mum. I was running loads of podcasts, but thoroughly enjoying them, but not giving myself as much time as I could. And I whacked myself in the head and put myself out of business for, 3 weeks. That's my inner child saying, it's freaking out. You're not giving me any love. You're not giving me any attention. And so this is what happens. Your inner child will find a way to make sure you pay attention to slowing down if you're doing too much. So life is all about balance. It's finding that balance. So you've got to give that to yourself. So even 1 hour a day of doing things to fill your energy up, going for a walk, doing something creative, maybe jumping on a trampoline, whatever it is that you like to do, that whatever lights you up, maybe it's making model airplanes, whatever it is for you, do it. Because as soon as you will, you're giving acknowledgement to your inner child, and it's going to feel happy, and it's going to feel loved, and it's going to feel acknowledged. So the next way you can heal yourself is ask your inner child what it is that it would like to do. Maybe you've got too much going on right now and you realize I've got too much. You're in overwhelmment, you're freaking out, you've got frustration, and you need to break up that routine, because otherwise you're going to get more and more of that energy, that momentum that you're on. So what's actually happening is that you're beginning to hit more red lights. So this is when you begin to hit more green lights, by asking your inner child what it wants to do. Maybe it just wants to lie on the grass. Maybe it wants to jump on the trampoline. Maybe your inner child wants to just take a little nap, or maybe it wants to just phone a friend and just say hi. Do it, because 5 minutes of that can absolutely change your day. And it's so easy to do, yet a lot of people just get addicted to momentum. And the law of attraction is really momentum. And when things are going really great for you, it's because you're hitting those green lights and seeing what's working for you. Your inner child's happy, you're playful, you're lighthearted. And I guarantee you, when you're hitting more and more red lights, it's because you are feeling frustrated, insecure, maybe angry, overwhelmed, whatever it may be. So you've got to break up that routine and go red lights to green by asking inner child, what would you like to do? How can you have fun just right now? That can change your routine and get you out of a funk if you're in one. Now, the next thing to help heal your inner child is by Ho'oponopono. Now, this is an ancient Hawaiian tradition introduced by Dr. Hugh Len in the book Zero Limits that I read, 12, 13 years ago. And it's a very interesting book, 4 phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now, if you've got these phrases on repeat inside of your mind, what's happening is you're beginning to recondition and reprogram and clean your subconscious mind of negative patterns. Now, Dr. Hugh Len did this in this psychiatric ward. He had several patients that were in there, all with mental issues. And for 5 years straight, he would just walk in there and say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, quietly to himself. And they had to close that institution down after about 10 years, because literally everybody had become a normal human being and could be introduced back into society. How crazy is that? All because one person was using this phrase, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you. Now, if you find that too far out, go and read the book Zero Limits. I've mentioned it before on previous podcasts, but I've used it myself and with great success. And it's always nice to be reminded. And if you can do only one of those four phrases, it's always to just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Einstein said, there's one thing I could say all day long, say the word thank you. See if you can say thank you to yourself or to other people like 100 times a day. It sounds overwhelming, it sounds almost unreachable, but you'll be surprised. Thank you will clean your energy, make you feel lighter, or you'll be tapping into the lightness of your inner child. Your inner child wants to feel good. And last but not least, my last way of healing your inner child is notice that reactionary aversion within you. Begin to feel conscious awareness of when you are reacting in a situation. Maybe you're playing a game and maybe you are losing your cool. That's that inner child of you is feeling insecure, so is going way over the top by, you know, chucking the toys out the pram. Maybe it's because that inner child is thinking its inflating sense of ego rather than realizing that there must be always balance between everything. Look at political leaders who want to drop bombs on other countries. The reason why they want to do that is because they want to be seen and they want to be heard, because when they were kids, they weren't seen, and when they weren't heard, particularly by their parents, especially by their parents. So now they're really inflamed as an inner child and they want to do something dramatic so that they get attention from other people, often without realizing the very thing that they are doing is trying to release the pain that they felt as a kid. But actually, all it does is cause more pain on more people. So the cycle of pain just keeps continuing, and the loop of lunacy of life keeps continuing from one generation to the next. That's why how wars are all started. They're all started because the inner child wasn't healed. So what if we could be part of a society where we all heal ourselves? We all find our balance. We all offer our skills and talents to each other, and we find harmony for the common good, and where we bring people up, not down. And that's really what life's all about. And finding that balance where we can do that together. But it has to start with you first, because if you can heal yourself, you can help heal other people. Because what the world is crying out for is integrity, leaders with integrity. And if you've got integrity, which is I'm practicing what I'm preaching, then what happens is that is a great role model to follow. And we can all do that, not only for ourselves, but we can do it for our families, in our communities, and maybe even our nations. And as a global human family, it's really important to literally be the best version of yourself, living in equilibrium. And most people don't realize that the inner child needs to be healed, because they're not aware of the pain that they're causing other people because of the pain that they felt when they were kids. So if you can heal that with some of these techniques and ideas that I've shared with you today, and just use it as a constant process just to become aware of, life's going to get better. Life's going to be more fun. You're going to experience way more green lights. Life is a journey and it's meant to be fun. It's meant to be enjoyable. But if you're constantly comparing yourself to other people, if you're constantly noticing to yourself that you have less than other people, if you're constantly only thinking that life's hard, these are the conditions that you've picked up as a child, and you need to change these programs and thoughts, beliefs by some of these things that I've shared with you today. Now, there are loads of others, and maybe you can write in and share with me some other ways that you could begin to heal your inner child. I would love to know, but I know the things that I've shared with you today have helped me heal my inner child. It's an ongoing process. Whilst you're in this physical form, there's always more healing to do. And you make it a life's work. You make it a life's journey. It's step by step. And when you begin to feel better, you begin to change and oscillate the energy around you. So whenever you walk into a new environment, an environment can be uplifted but just by your presence. That's what Buddha was doing. That's what Christ was doing. That's what Gandhi was doing. Mother Teresa was doing. That's what Nelson Mandela, that's what people who have walked the planet and made a serious impact spiritually and emotionally because they've cleaned up their act and they've realized that forgiveness, being loving, being giving attention, giving presence, and being thankful can literally change the course of your life. But it takes practice, and it starts really small, and it starts with you. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you have, please give it a thumbs up, please give it a like, and please subscribe if you haven't already. And if you've got anything you'd like to share, please write into me at Instagram at James Granstrom, or visit my website, jamesgranstrom.com. Everything that I share is all about uplifting you and tuning you to higher energies so that you can live your best life, but more importantly, you can live a fun, joyful, fulfilling life, because if you do that, you're now bringing that energy out into the planet, out into your communities, out into your families, and that's what the world needs more of. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. And until that time, I wish you green lights all the way. Thanks for listening to the show. And if you've enjoyed it, please leave a review wherever you can. Thanks for sharing your support.